Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello and welcome to today's episode of Taekwondo Life Magazine Live. My name is Master Mark Srianis. I'm your host. I am the editor-in-chief of Taekwondo Life Magazine. Today we are talking again about the death of the Bruce Lee-inspired series Warrior. Or is it? But first, a word from our sponsor, Bet Online. Again, you guys probably can do these commercials better than me at this point. But here we go. Bet Online, the only people that don't get off this time of year are pro athletes and us, those devoted to Bet Online. With NFL, the big game season, NBA in full swing over the holidays, Bet Online isn't taking a second off to make sure you have all the up to the second odds, news, and info. Bet Online has all the sports wagering info available you need with both desktop and mobile access. Head there today and get into the action. Remember to use the promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, that's our network, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. What are you waiting for? That should be the promo code. What are you waiting for? So, we know we did an entire article and series about the show Warrior when it came out. It is sort of the redemptive, it was the redemptive Cinemax, Shannon Lee collaboration, taking the original Kung Fu David Carradine concept that had been created by Bruce Lee and essentially for all intents and purposes stolen out from under him and reimagining it in a more appropriate setting using Asian actors and really, really a decent budget. And putting it together in Max. And unfortunately, during the height of the pandemic, which could or couldn't have helped, the show was announced that it was going to be canceled. One of the problems of the show, and continues to be a problem of the show, is that it's a period piece, unlike Cobra Kai, which was saved by Netflix. And therefore, it is a relatively high budget for a show. We had predicted at the time that it was canceled by Cinemax that HBO would have been the really likely savior for it. And it is exactly what happened. It did come to HBO. And I have to say, the quality of the programming was terrific. It's really, really a sharp, intelligent show. But here we are in the end of 2023. And it has been revealed in all the papers, Warrior canceled. This is the headline from Deadline. Warrior, December 18th, Warrior canceled at Max as Netflix picks up non-exclusive rights to existing three seasons. Now for a moment for our sponsor. Okay. Now, this has really been misunderstood because what has been reported is that it was canceled and that Netflix is picking it up. And people have been talking about Cobra Kai, and the assumption is that Netflix is going to revitalize the series. I do not expect that is the case. I expect that this is the actual death of Warrior. If you want to go back and read our article from February 2020, when it was originally canceled, we talked a lot about who could pick it up. And we were right on that end, and I think we're right now. Netflix is picking this up, but they're picking it up to show the three seasons that were there, which I think it'll do very well. That will spurn people to start talking about whether or not there'll be a fourth, but I do not expect it. It is, Netflix has shied away from a lot of the shows, the series that have tremendous budgets that are not modern day. They've been very, very, very tepid on those. And I expect that is the case here. The show is a great show. Shannon Lee put her heart into it. I think it did a lot to cover the spirit of Bruce Lee. I think the story is good. It covers the issues of racism. It covers the issues of how Chinese Americans were treated here. It talks a lot about class and class warfare, the acting, the directing by the entire cast, whether they're Asian or whether they're Western, was really, really terrific. And it does have somewhat of a cult following. However, money talks. And I do not believe a show two times canceled will get a third time opportunity to redeem itself. Joe Taslim in the show is great. Andrew Koji, terrific. The fighting is really, really good, but not enough. Now, again, they had this series that was on with Iko Uwais on Netflix. And to redeem it, for it to come back, they made a little movie, which was terrible. But so is it possible? Maybe. That would be the way to draw this one to a close, that Netflix comes back and does some sort of a movie with it. That's possible. And that actually might be really, really well received as a way to wind it down, because it would be an opportunity to really bring all the storylines to a head. So I think that's a possibility. But my expectation is, we have seen the last days of Warrior. Is it a indication that people are tired of martial arts cinema or television? No. Is it a sign that people are tired of Bruce Lee and all that surrounds him? Certainly not. Is it a sign that HBO has poor viewership? No. It's just a sign of where we are. It's a very intellectual show, highbrow. A lot of people found it to be slow because there's a lot of dialogue and a lot of storylines. And I think that that is the issue with it. It had come to the forefront as a retelling of the Kung Fu story, although it is very different, but its fate is very similar to Kung Fu, which also lasted only three seasons. So we will report on everything regarding it and let you know what the future holds for Warrior and the Bruce Lee story as it hits Netflix. This is Master Mark Srianis. This episode is brought to you by Bet Online. I look forward to seeing you in 2024 on the mat.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.